I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. With me is Rebecca Mojica, not Mojito, from Blue Buddha Boutique, one of my favorite places in chainmail jewelry, and that is in Edgewater. Rebecca, we've got the holidays right around the season, or holiday season right around the corner. It's actually holiday season now, technically, I guess, right? And you do unbelievable work, and Blue Buddha is an unbelievable place. I love Blue Buddha. I brought you in specifically to talk about chainmail, because I think it's something I see on people, but I don't think they realize that you can make it on your own, and there's a lot of artistic pieces to it that are far more fun and more, I don't know what the right word is. Hopefully you have the right word for this. They're just, I don't know, it's better because you make it. It's yours, as opposed to just like buying something off the shelf that like 50 of the same thing are in a row. I'd rather make it myself, and I learned how to do something.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we have more than 100 different patterns and designs. So there's something at all levels and for all different tastes. You know, you can make anything from a big and colorful statement necklace to stainless steel men's jewelry to something really tiny and delicate and intricate. And it is all chainmail. So it's like those metal mesh shirts that medieval knights used to wear. It's that same concept of taking small metal circles and linking them together to make different designs. And the possibilities are just mind-boggling with what you can do in this medium.
Oh, they absolutely are. And I know that you're a very humble person, so this is going to like pulling teeth to get you to talk about how talented you are at this. You're not like just a random person in the chainmail, you know, community. You're a very artistic person. You're very talented at making chainmail jewelry and other things probably also. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you got into chainmail and why it is, you know, it's had such an important part in your life, so much so that you started a business, numerous businesses around it.
Sure. I started making chainmail about 13 years ago, and I first became interested in it when I was living in Germany at the time, and I went to a Renaissance fair. And I saw some people wearing chainmail belts, and they were sort of like gypsy style with, you know, belly dancer hanging chains and, you know, beads and other components on them, coins. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful and amazing. And nobody there was selling it. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go to the internet. Everything exists on the internet, you know, even way back in, you know, 2000. And I found a few chainmail belts, but none that really spoke to me. And if I was going to spend this much money, you know, on something handcrafted, I really wanted it to be something I loved. But I saw somebody on eBay selling the little metal circles, which are called jump rings. And I was like, well, I guess I'll try making it myself. And so that's what I did. I was using wrenches from my toolbox because I had no actual pliers meant for making chainmail. And I put together a belt, and I absolutely loved it. And more than just loving the belt, I loved the process. It was really therapeutic to just sit there and kind of repeat the same motion over and over again. And then all of a sudden, before I knew it, I had a finished piece. And it was, I mean, it was just incredible. I had enough rings left over to make another belt, so I made that one a little more complicated, and then enough rings left over to just play around and see what happened if, like, what if I put the ring in this way or the other way, and and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden I was, you know, teaching people all over how to do it, because I was like, it's so easy, and, yeah. You know, and it's gratifying.
So easy for you, but I mean, one of the things that you pride yourself in is the ability to make directions so simple for people to follow them that even if they are not expert and artistic and creative quite as much as you, that they can enjoy the same end product.
Yes.
That's a big part of what you do.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, at its core, what chainmail is opening up a small metal circle, putting it onto another small metal circle, and then closing it. So you're just opening and closing rings. The difficulty comes in the patterns. You know, when I first started, there were about 100 to 200 weaves that were documented on maleartisans.org, which is a website that has a library of patterns. And now there's more than 1,000. You know, I mean, yeah. It's just the art form has really exploded.
Well, I'll tell you, what I like about chainmail, what I think is very cool about it, is that you can challenge yourself as much or as little as you want. And the idea of creatively, like you mentioned, when you first started it, you had just enough, you bought the jump rings and you were able to make the belt. And then you had a little bit left. And it was like, well, maybe I'll try to like push myself a little further. And I think that's one of the things that, I mean, obviously just shopping and buying the made product, obviously you're not going to get that. But a lot of crafting people, and I'm going to make some crafting enemies here in a second, I have a feeling, but because of my biases, I suppose. But I look at it and I think weaving is very cool. There's a lot of different things there, but you don't get to wear a lot of those things out and like really enjoy them every day. It's like you go home, I worked all day, nobody knows I'm a weaver, nobody knows I'm a knitter. Like it's a little secret thing I do. And I go home and I hide and I do it in the dark or I do it on the train or whatever. But I don't get to wear the fruit of my labor. I mean, you can, but it doesn't look that good. You look at chainmail and it's cool. People literally, I've seen people stop chainmail wearers on the street, like, where did you get it? And most importantly, if they know chainmail, they say, how did you make it? Which mm-hmm. is really fascinating.
Yeah, no, people stop me all the time. And often they don't recognize it as chainmail because there are so many different patterns and you can combine it with glass rings or rubber rings. And so it takes on a completely different look. And, you know, people will compliment me on a necklace and I'll say, I'll made it. And instantly they're like, what? How did you do that? You know, and yeah, minds are just blown.
So I guess that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on today, because I think of the holiday season. I think of the stupid things that I'm going to get. No offense to anyone who's, I guess I'm not going to get any gifts now once I hear this, but not you people. Your
now
stuff
you're just
is great.
Going to get a lot of chainmail.
Now I'm going to get a lot, which is fine. That's the goal. I think that buying gifts for people, it's gotten to a point where I hate getting gifts because I have to write a generic, it's a generic gift, then I have to write a generic card, and then it's a generic thank you, and then it becomes a generic relationship. You know, like that's how it goes. So I look at it, it's like, if I can buy something for somebody who I think is creative that gives them something to test themselves, challenge themselves, and have an outlet, and there's a whole bunch of other benefits from this kind of stuff, from crafting. I think people should get chainmail, and they should get weaving, and they should get, you know, anything that is an outlet for you to really explore your creativity and unwind and stress relief. And then, of course, at the end of the day, have a really unique, really cool, personalized item that you can wear. Why give somebody a ring that 50 people, you know, sorry, Jared, but, you know, like why give them just one ring everyone can have?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say, too, to add to that, you know, you use the phrase explore your creativity. And it's interesting that sets up a wall in front of a lot of people. And they instantly say, I'm not creative. And they feel like they can't do it. And it's really just the opposite, you know, with chainmail, because there are patterns. So you can follow a pre-existing pattern, you know, sort of like paint by numbers, right? Yeah. Where you can create a masterpiece, even if you don't, you know much about what it is that you're doing. You just follow everything step by step. And so you start with a basic project and then you learn how to embellish it. And people move from being beginner to intermediate to advanced very, very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of people in this community that listen to this show in particular that are in sort of that tech community and the startup community, small business community. I liken, when I first found out about chainmail, when I first talked to you about this, I liken it to learning how to code or develop to build a website. For me, I am not normally, I don't know, something seems too difficult and the learning curve seems too steep. I'm sort of like, I really don't need to get like punched down today and feel stupid. So I'm just going to go ahead and avoid it. Well, you create essentially what, like for tech people, what is W3 schools for coders, where I can learn the very basics. You provide that with them or for them so that they can learn how to build this and not be like overwhelmed. They can choose what level. And like me with developing, I learned the very basics. I did my first HTML site and then the next time I went a little bit harder and a little bit more. And now I try to push myself all the time and I don't know anything compared to, you know, the top developers, but I know enough to entertain myself. And I'm proud of what I do. And I think the same thing can be said about chain mailers. You guys can pick up, you know, whether you've never done this before or you do it all the time, and you sort of pick and be proud of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the chainmail community itself is incredibly supportive. Yeah. You know, people share what they do and everyone's always very curious, like, oh, what did you make? Oh, my gosh, that's so cool. You know, and there's definitely a lot of sharing of information and inspiration. And when you're in a class, one of the classes we do is guided learning. And so you pick the project that you want to work on and then you come there and me or another instructor, we're there to guide you through it. So you have absolute beginners next to people who've been doing this for years. And they're both learning things from each other,
sure.
Which is great.
It's very cool. Well, obviously this is the holiday season, as I mentioned. What are some of the specials and ways that people can learn more about, not just Blue Buddha Boutique, but also chain mailing as a whole? What are some of the specials and deals that you guys are offering to get people, these entry-level people into the chainmail world?
Sure. Well, we always have weekly deals at bluebuddhaboutique.com. And right now, also, if you mention that you heard this segment on WGN and you come to our shop, it's on Granville, right under the Red Line Station in Chicago's Edgewater neighborhood. Mention WGN and you get 10% off a class or any item in our shop.
Very cool. Thank you. I mean, this has been awesome. I really sincerely hope, and people who know me, I'm not like I'm an artist, I'm creative, but I'm not an artsy guy. So if I get into something like this, it's like, wow, like I have to really like it. I hope people look up Blue Buddha Boutique. I hope people look up chainmailing if they've never done it before. And I hope that a lot of people buy, if not chainmail, some kind of creative gift for the holidays and not buy some generic, like, little candy cane full of M&Ms. Like, if I get one more, seriously, it's ridiculous. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on the show. Where do people look up? I know you mentioned BlueBuddhaBoutique.com. Where is the store is on Granville, you said?
Yeah, it's 1127 West Granville, right on Granville off of Broadway.
And what social media places can we find you?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, pretty much the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Awesome. Rebecca, thank you so much. Thanks to our tremendous sponsors at Insperity. You can catch this episode on the WGN Plus app or WGNplus.com. Thank you again, Rebecca. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Awesome. Thanks. Boom. That's a wrap. And now, your coachable moments brought to you by the Happy Hour Coach, Tim Ressmeyer, the official coach of Tomorrow's Business Today on WGN+.
Full disclosure, I've known Rebecca and Blue Buddha Boutique for quite a while. And they do amazing, amazing stuff. And their gallery and their training facilities and their mail order business is just unbelievable. And most recently, other than seeing Rebecca in the studio today, I saw her at the One of a Kind show just last weekend at the Merchandise Mart. And Rebecca just epitomizes that desire to use to turn passion into a company and to make a difference. And her ability to see that need back in Germany all those years ago and inspired her to do something that led to the creation of Blue Buddha Boutique that's now 12 years old. And she's got a great business going there. And it's just an inspiration to me, and I hope to others as well, when you know that you've got an idea, when you know you've got a skill, and you can rally people around you, and you have the tenacity and resilience to keep going and to make it into something you want it to be. So an example of small business owners who really hold on to what's important to them and make it work. This is Tim Ressmeyer, your Happy Hour Coach with Coachable Moments.